It is not the dead I pity, but the living. Those left at the threshold of ending are the ones who bear the burden of death. They are the ones who have to learn to live, knowing that nothing can be as it was. From Lament for the Phoenix, penned by the Primarch Fulgrim in 831.M30.
When do we free him?
The voice was the first that Krios had heard since he had woken in the prison of his armor. It was low and deep, like the sea surging against a cliff. Static cracked and popped as the Vox system came to life in his helmet. The darkness remained, pressing against his eyes.
When we reach the edge of the sun's light, Boreas, said a second voice,
further away, but still close.
Is he awake in there?
Asked the first voice, the one called Boreas.
Perhaps.
Small jolts of electricity ran up Krios's spine. Power was slowly seeping into his armor systems, enough for him to feel, but not enough for him to move. That was the point, of course. In this state, his armor was as complete a prison as any cell, its fiber bundles paralyzed, its servos locked. This is not Kangbar Marwu, he thought, and the months of silence in Terra's great jail rose and drained away as the realization hardened. I am no longer chained beneath the mountain. His armor was vibrating against his skin, steady and slow, like an electric pulse. I am on a ship, he realized. He had spent most of his life on ships, journeying between wars across the scattered stars, and the sensations of a vessel under power were as familiar to him as the beat of his own hearts. At least they had been, before he was returned to Terra, before Krios, lord of the Cadoran and veteran of nearly 2 centuries of war, had become an Iron Hands legionary of the Crusader host. Before, he had been forgotten. Light touched his eyes. Ice-blue numerals ran across his sight. He tried to focus on the scrolling data, but found that he could not. The connections between his flesh and augmetics itched. The scrambler that the custodians had used to subdue him had shorted out half of the connections. He began to inventory the details of his situation. He had no weaponry beyond his own body. Not normally the greatest of problems, but he had no control of his armor, and it was likely to be power-starved. His augmetics were functioning far below optimal parameters. Even if he could get control of his armor, his combat effectiveness was 59% of optimal. That, of course, was based on the presumption that there were no other bindings holding him in place. Not forgetting that you were too old for the warfront before you were sent to Terra, said a voice at the back of his thoughts. Not forgetting that factor. Then there was the question of what enemy he would face. He recalled the voices he had heard, rolling their pitch and tones through a mental analysis. No auditory markers of the custodians, but the vocal range was outside a human norm, deeper, textured by muscles and structures that mortals lacked. The conclusion formed in his mind with the smallest possibility of error. Space Marines.